You're listening to SBS News.
At least 88 COVID-19 related deaths were recorded on Sunday across Australia, bringing the total death toll during the pandemic to 3,716. 52 of the new deaths were in New South Wales. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says only two people in that group had the booster shot.
31 of the 52 deaths were aged care residents, 21 died in aged care facilities, 31 died in hospital, and no one died at home. And of those 31 people, just two had received booster doses, again reinforcing the importance of boosters.
But even as the COVID-19 death toll continues to climb, some states in Australia are reporting more signs that the peak of the Omicron wave may have been reached and we could be coming out the other side of it. Queensland's Chief Health Officer John Gerrard says hospitalisations have been lower than what had been expected during this period.
So far, the outcomes in terms of hospitalisations and complications is significantly lower than what we were expecting. So we're expecting to see in the next week, hopefully further reductions in hospitalisations here in southeast Queensland and then elsewhere in Queensland.
But just as most of Australia begins to see a stabilisation in infections, COVID continues to keep everyone on their toes. A new subvariant of Omicron has been detected across the eastern states. The BA2 subvariant has been found in a handful of people in Victoria, New South Wales, and now Queensland. Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayakar is an infectious diseases expert from the Australian National University.
Is it more dangerous? Well, Denmark, for instance, hasn't seen any increase in hospitalizations from this particular stealth variant. Does it evade vaccines more easily than the original Omicron variant? And UK data, preliminary data, suggests no at the moment.
It's believed the subvariant may be more infectious, and its emergence is coinciding with the return to the classroom this week. Queensland has unveiled its COVID-safe strategy after delaying the start of the 2020 school year by 2 weeks until February 7. Under the plan, masks will be mandatory in high schools and strongly encouraged for grades 3 and up. But unlike in New South Wales and Victoria, regular testing of students is not required. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's no evidence to support a strategy of regular testing.
On top of that, many parents have raised with me concerns about how they would administer these tests to their children. So I think we've reached a good middle point. Now, what that middle point means is that in relation to the RATs, we will make a number of them available to schools across our state. So if a child is at school and does develop any symptoms, the parents will be called and the parents will be given a RAT test to take home with that child.
Across Australia, just over 39% of 5 to 11-year-olds have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. There are concerns that the timing of the start of the rollout, halfway through the summer holidays, and some supply issues may have slowed the rate of uptake in this cohort. Dr. Charlotte Hespy from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says that means there's the potential for a sharp increase in cases as kids return to school. She's urging families to book an appointment to help protect the community.
There's vaccine there now. If you haven't yet had your child who's 5 to 11 vaccinated and you're still not sure about why, you should please contact your GP, have a chat about it, and from my perspective, please get it organised because that'll be good for everybody.
There are concerns too about the uptake for a third dose of a COVID vaccine. Just under 40% of eligible people have been boosted against the virus in Victoria and New South Wales. Authorities are continuing to urge people to get their third dose. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he believes the definition of fully vaccinated will change soon.
I think it's only a matter of time before the relevant federal agencies confirm that this is three doses, that it's not two plus a bonus. It really is three doses in order to be protected, not just against really critical illness, but to be protected or to minimise the likelihood that you get it and that you give it to the people that you love.
Meanwhile, the expert group on vaccination, ATAGI, is set to meet this week to decide if and when Australian teenagers aged 16 and 17 can receive their booster dose. The Therapeutic Goods Administration gave its provisional approval for this age group late last week. Claire Slattery, SBS News.